Welcome to the Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. We're getting started. December 11, 2023. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Pasola?
Here.
Milczewski?
Here.
Forrestal is absent. Garcia?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
And Reichstack?
Here.
Thank you.
Our visitors, we have our friends in the library president, correct? As well as some visitors here with us tonight. And any amendments to the agenda? No. And no presentations tonight. Do you have any?
Okay.
So if we can go ahead and approve the minutes. Make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented with the exception of that correction of Don versus Dan Duffy.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milczewski?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reichstack?
Yes.
And Schumacher?
Yes.
Correspondence, Amy, Shirley?
We have the county administrator from the Kendall County office reach out to me to write a letter of letter of support. Sorry.
Okay.
They are applying for a grant for bringing broadband to residents of unserved and underserved in Kendall County.
Okay.
So part of the grant application was to provide letters of support. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay.
I returned that letter.
That sounds good. Okay. Public comment. Can I have the Okay. No public comments tonight, so then we will go ahead and move to our Friends of the Library report.
I'm Kathy Murphy from the Friends of the Library. We had our monthly meeting today. Two things I just want to bring to your attention. We have a board of directors now of the Friends of the Yorkville Public Library. We had a meeting. We're to meet three times a year. We had our first meeting on November 28th and approved the bylaws. The board members are, if you don't know yet, Dan McGuire, who's a Yorkville High School football coach, John Schwartz, retired art teacher, and Laura Crawford, Waubonsie faculty member. We did approve the bylaws for the board of directors at the meeting on November 28th, and we are now, the Friends of the Library are now a 501c3 organization.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a lot of work. And,
yes.
And Judy Summerlot, who really did a lot of work on that. She's to be commended. I know I said that last time.
Yes.
And then the second thing is today we voted at the meeting, we voted to change the Friends of the Library fiscal year to match the library's fiscal year.
Okay.
So
that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Staff comment. We don't have any staff members here. The report of our treasurer.
Okay.
extraordinary illness. So I'd like to make a motion to approve the bill list. Total was paid in the amount of $43,319.66. Payroll, total payroll, $37,739.25. For total disbursements of $81,058.91.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Casola?
Yes.
Milchewski?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstep?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to the report of our library director.
Okay. It's a shorter report this month.
Okay.
We did have our tour express and visit with Santa this weekend, so Matt is recovering from that.
Yes, she is.
I need to let them know Santa is here. They read the Polar Express story to the kids, and then the kids write a letter to Santa and bring it to Santa. And then those letters possibly get answered from Santa.
Yes. Very nice. I missed it.
We are doing a winter reading challenge this year that runs January 1st through February 29th this year. So you can pick up your reading log at the youth service desk and return your sheet before March 5th. Be entered into a drawing. Prizes still to be determined, but they will be provided by the Friends of the Library as well.
Thank you.
One of our Illinois Library Presents programs that we are going to be featuring in January is called The Future with AI. Exciting times going on right now with AI. But this will be a conversation with award-winning sci-fi author Corey Doctorow.
Doctorow.
So I'm curious to listen to that one as well. So they'll be speculating on the future of AI. And it's a Zoom, if any of you are interested.
Yes.
It's really nice to just flip it on and listen maybe while you're having dinner. Or let's see here. So I believe I told you this last month, but we had our building pressure washed. I had completed the Illinois Technology Survey for the state, and we have, since we last spoke, updated half of our lighting in the library to LED.
Awesome.
So when you go outside, you can see how nice and
yes.
bright the parking lot is. They were a wonderful company to work with. Anytime we had any little problems or glitches, maybe emergency light didn't turn on or a sensor didn't work right, I just let them know and they had it fixed the next day. So
we really made a good decision.
Yeah, really happy. let's see here. Management staff, we sat in on an online catalog system. The online program registration that we use currently is sunsetting.
Mm-hmm.
That company is no longer supporting that, so we need to find a new one. So this one comes highly recommended from many libraries in our system, so we sat in on a demo with them, and staff loved it. Loved how it looks. It's nice and clean, sharp, really easy to navigate through. It looks like it'll be easy for us to create as well. And another additional feature that we love is for room reservations. So
that's good.
We're not doing it old school with pen and paper. They'll be able. People can reserve study rooms.
Nice.
You can see when it's blocked out and when it's available. We can put this room in there as well, and people can request to reserve it, and then we can review it.
Yes,
and then,
make determination.
Yeah, so people can see when the room's available, which is
that's
wonderful.
Good.
I signed up the library for the remainder of our fiscal year with HR Source Services. This is a company that partners with Rails for discounts as well. So
that's
we have the ability to call them up if we ever have any HR issues. They have legal representation on staff that we can speak with. We can do policy checkups with our employee handbook. That's great. And awesome. We offer like a salary survey that we can look at as well.
Awesome.
Kathy talked about the Friends becoming a 501c3. Mm-hmm. I am considered a ex facto. Mm-hmm.
Official.
Board member.
Yes.
We received a request for a reconsideration of material for a juvenile fiction book, and we received it at the end of the month. I took the book home and read it and crafted a response, and I'll be sending that out this week.
Okay.
The rest is just our program stats for you guys to peruse. I will point out that our events program attendance are up 40% and 43% respectively from last year.
That's awesome. So. Good stuff. Okay. Our city council liaison, Mr. Craig, do you have anything for us? Thank you for being here tonight. Okay, we didn't have any standing committee meetings. So unfinished business, our HVAC update.
Okay, not too much to talk about.
Okay.
But we do have, exhaust fans that need to be replaced in our second floor bathrooms. So Trico sent me a quote over for those. And it's under my allotment to approve.
Okay.
So Ted had pointed those out, and he'll be involved in getting them up.
Okay.
Because the exhaust fans are located on the roof.
Okay.
As far as the HVAC goes, other than last month you approved the engineering consultant. So before I signed the approval for the proposal, I met with Bart and the city attorney and our attorney just to go over the procurement procedures. Bart wanted to make sure that they were similar to the city's because he didn't really understand the libraries. So all four of us sat down, and Kathy and our attorney will be working out the finer details of library bidding and that kind of thing. But we just wanted to, in general, make sure that we were all on the same page. And Bart sent out an email to Eric Deuce and Jesus, saying that we need to work together to help Shelley bid out many of the medium and large size projects she's going to have in her budget over the next few years.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
I like that. That's really good. Okay.
Yeah.
I know. We all feel that, right?
So I signed that today and
sent
that off. So we'll find out what the next steps are.
Thank you. Great news. Great things are happening. Okay, the other unfinished business we have is strategic planning discussion. And I know that we asked you to go back and
so
you can.
So, I realized I didn't number the pages in this packet. But if you go to where the proposal starts, she has her proposal number, that's page 12 of her proposal. Last month you had asked about her including library trends in research. So I spoke with her. She didn't think that we were going to be going with her her consulting firm. So she was surprised to hear that we were interested, and I said, but we needed to add this into the proposal. So she has done that. She determined it will be about 10 hours on research on their part for an additional $1,000. But everything else is the same, other than she has now plugged in the specific dates and people on her team that will be doing the various parts of this.
Okay, so then as a board, are we okay with, because we asked for the trends, and we're okay with this additional, that's added into this cost?
Yes.
So we would have to increase that cost by just $1,000.
Yes. Yes.
The verbiage.
Yes.
Last meeting.
Yes.
Not to exceed 22.4.
Well, no, we didn't say not to exceed the 11th. We're beginning the process.
Okay, just the first.
But as a board, since the cost has gone up, we need to make sure that we approve that and make sure that, you know, we don't have any issues going further. So we asked for the trends. We wanted that to be a part of our analysis, and she has brought it back to us with the cost of $1,000, so there's an increase in our costs. So as a board, we need to go around and approve and make sure that we are all in agreement with this. So can I have a roll call for the approval of the additional $1,000?
Make a motion.
I will. May I make a motion to approve the additional $1,000 of the cost of, the initial cost was 22,400. So now 23,400. But that wasn't in
the whole
page. Which page?
On page 458.
She has a total of 23,400. Here it is. A total. Okay, so I make a motion to approve and or amend the cost and to approve it to 23,400 for the strategic planning process.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Milczewski.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
Millen.
Yes.
Weisbeck.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Hedman.
Yes.
And Pessola.
Yes.
Okay, great. And so we look forward to that. Let me see when she has it started.
All right. I will reach out to you tomorrow.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so now we'll move on to new business. This is what we do every year, so reviewing our serving of our public
right.
4.0 standards.
Well, last month I went over briefly chapters 1 through 6. So,
yes.
Tonight we'll be reviewing chapters 7 and 13, so that is the
last few pages.
Portion of the packet.
The last three pages.
Yes, thank you. So, chapter 7 is collection management, and the number 2 bullet under this chapter talks about library annual expenditure for materials should be a minimum of 8 to 12% of our operating budget. We don't meet that requirement standard right now. It's probably around 6.
Okay.
But we're working towards that, specifically in moving our budget. We have money in our, not our general fund, but
our development
fees.
I'm having trouble with my words tonight. So every year we're going to decrease our capital fund and move it into our general fund.
Okay.
So we're not relying on development fees for our materials. So when I apply for this grant, I will say we are working towards improving the standard.
Okay.
Our collection development policy was approved by the board and updated this year.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about annually evaluating our collection for weeding, if need be. We don't do that annually. We will do that every time we do inventory, which is around every 2 to 3 years. And all the other bullet points, we meet the standards for.
Awesome.
Chapter 8 is system member responsibilities and resource sharing. So this talks about our borrowing from interlibrary loan and through our WorldCat program. And we meet all of these standards with the exception of number 4.
I was going to say that.
So the library administrator, library staff, and library board members actively participate as members of boards, committees, task force, advisor councils at various levels, including the regional library system, state library, Illinois Library Association. And so we don't do that.
No. I mean, members of certain ones, but
right.
But not
right. That. So just something to keep in mind.
Okay.
I will note that. on Chapter 9 for the Public Services, References and Readers Advisory Services. Number 2 was we added a reference service policy to our policy book. We hadn't had that before, so that was done this year. Number 3 is library provides staff training and reference services to meet the needs of patrons who have challenges with disabilities, language, and literacy. I believe that our staff could use more training with that.
Okay.
We provide that with in-service or online training. So I will note that as well. Number 6 is the same thing, but it's also for technology literacy.
Yes. So,
number 10 is the library provides access to local and state maps. I think that's
probably really interesting.
So you could add a link to the Kendall County website because Kendall County has all the state maps in there. So I just thought that was very interesting. And everything else on here is good for that chapter. A subchapter is Reader's Advisory Service. Number 7, staff members who are responsible for Reader's Advisory Service in their library strive to join at least one community organization, club, or council. We might have staff that do that, but that would be on their time, mm-hmm. whether we want to start thinking about having them do that on library time. That would be another discussion to have.
Okay.
Chapter 10, under programming, I circled bullet point number 3. Provisions are needed to enable persons with disabilities to participate in programs. The availability of these provisions is noted in other information about the programs. I don't believe we have that notation in our programming policy, so we may have to add that as well. The only time I've had to provide help with this was we had a program where someone that attended requested a sign language interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
So we had never done that before. I reached out to the presenter of the program. It was the Conservation Foundation, I believe. And mm-hmm. so they were able to
help
procure a sign language interpreter, and they paid for the services for that. So.
Okay, so this is saying we should have those type of services available?
Yes.
You know,
if needed.
Okay.
So if, in our policy, we would have to state that
yes.
they would have to give us ample
time
to
provide this, mm-hmm. the resource,
yeah.
what they need.
Yeah, so that'll have to be an update to our programming policy.
Yes.
Let's see here. Number 7, the library provides outreach programs to specific populations who cannot visit the library. So I noted that we do this with Cheryl, our circulation manager. We'll go out to the senior housing in the area, and she will bring them books on a continual basis. But we would like to expand on that in the future, maybe as a 5-year plan, that we bring an outreach program department to the library. And they can specifically use services
mm-hmm.
along with others, like going to schools and
yes.
nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Daycares.
Yeah. Other than that, everything else we need. Chapter 11. I said we could improve on staff training again to assist youth with disabilities, languages, and literacy barriers.
Which number was that?
Number 5. And number 6, the library provides staff training to assist youth with adaptive equipment and software needed to for accessibility of resources. We don't do that.
Right.
We don't have the adaptive equipment.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Is that something we
can look
into?
In the future?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, number 12 is the library makes provisions to enable persons with disabilities to attend programming and lists these provisions with other programming information. So it just kind of is a repeated.
So basically, we need to really do an update on all of our policies and make sure there's reflective of disabilities and resources.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have an ADA policy.
Right, but that's a little bit different.
So this would be specific to the program.
Yes.
Right.
Even putting a note on like the calendar, if, you know, if you need accommodations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us ample time. Yeah. Number 21. The library provides outreach services for youth to increase awareness of services, attract new users, and reach underserved populations. So this again
goes to
needing more staff in the future. Everything else is good.
That's good.
Technology, chapter 12. We kind of... Jason and I went over a lot of our technology stuff. Number 11 talks about virtual reference service and or text messaging service. We don't do either one of those. At this time, I wouldn't even think about doing that. This is this virtual service and the text messaging service was part of the bomb threat for these
libraries.
Mm-hmm. That's how the messages came through. And in a lot of the discussion that followed after that, not a lot of people utilized that service, and it's quite expensive. So a lot of them had turned off the service and were really contemplating whether they were going to turn it back on or continue to use it. So at this point, we have not had a request for that kind of service. We do have our library email account that we use.
Yes.
So that, I believe, suffices for this.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Number 16, the library has a board-appointed internet acceptable use policy. That is definitely needing updating. I don't believe that's been...
So it sounds like we need to have a policy meeting in the new year.
Yeah, right. And it hasn't been reviewed annually either, so I will be listing those as needs improvements. Still on the technology? We are.
Yes.
So, bullet point number 22, the library protects the integrity, safety, and security of its technological environment. We need to really look at that a little closer.
Okay. Does our guy that deals with the computers, does he do this, or do we need someone that deals with that?
Not sure yet.
Okay.
Not sure.
Because that's more of like cyber, making sure it's secure, cyber security, and
the
controls and all of that.
Yep. Number 23, I just wanted to point out the automated catalog. Any of you that request books, I don't know if you noticed that we just switched over to a new software.
Okay.
So, curious if anybody likes the improvement. I do.
I'll check it out.
You can even, it'll show if there's an ebook available, and it will link you over to our ebook service.
Oh, that's good service.
And it will give recommendations based on the book that you're searching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
It's nice. I like it.
And that's new that we just recently updated?
Yep. It went live the end of November 30th.
Okay, so it's fairly new.
It's called Vega Discover.
Okay.
Let's see here. Chapter 13. Bullet point number one, the library has a communication plan that supports the library's long-range and strategic plan. No, we don't have that right now, but...
In this process?
Yep, strategic plan, obviously. We'll be letting them know that we will be working on that. Bullet point number five, the library invites local, state, and federal officials to visit the library. That hasn't been done before. I'm very interested in that. I just attended a legislative meeting last week in Oak Brook, and none of our representatives were there.
Oh.
There were some there that spoke, and there was a lobbyist that spoke about what bills and proposals that they're putting together for this spring session.
Okay.
One of them is they're looking to increase the dollar amount for going to bid from $25,000 to $30,000 or $35,000 because it's been at $25,000 for a while now, and with inflation and that, we just want to increase that. So,
interesting. Good information.
Yep. And the last one, bullet point number 14, the library surveys patrons and community to build awareness of the library's programs and services. We do that now. Mike does that, I know. During when you do a program. I just had a program evaluation, but this is also will be a survey for our strategic plan.
Yes. Overall.
Yep.
Not bad.
Those are the major ones that we need to look at in the coming year.
Okay.
That, I'll be putting in the report.
Do we have any more chapters that we have to go through?
No more chapters.
For next month?
Nope.
No more. We're done. Okay, great.
I will point out, though, there is an appendix on recommended staff levels and hours of service by population. So, our hours of service by population, we're not at 25,000 yet, but we are close. We'll figure it out. So minimum hours, operating hours should be 56 hours for our size of library. We're at 55. If we want to be considered a growing library, that would be at 64 hours. So that would be including Sunday hours during the school year, and maybe staying open an hour later during the week.
Okay. So something to think about. All this
and our staffing levels for our population right now, we are at the equivalent of 10.72 full-time employees. And based on our population and where we want to, I would assume we want to be considered a growing library.
Yes.
We don't want to be a minimum
service
library. There's a growing, established, and an advanced library. To be a minimum size library, we should have 13.4 full-time employees. To be a growing library, 18.8. An established library is 27, and an advanced library is 35.
That's good to know, Shelley.
Yeah. So
we're below.
Different perspective.
A different perspective, she says. Yeah. Thank you.
We're doing a lot with a small amount of staff.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that just brought a total perspective to what I already knew, but hearing it from that perspective makes it look so differently. Well, we are don't have anything else for members on our
This report
meeting.
Will be due January 30th.
Okay, and that's when you send it out?
That's when I'll send it out.
Okay.
So you'll get a copy of it in your February.
Okay, February.
Do we need to do anything policy meeting-wise
beforehand? Nope, she does not. All done. Well, we don't have anything. We don't have to go into executive session, no new business. So I make a motion that the meeting is adjourned.
Second.